can subscribe to our YouTube channel, The Multi Schools Council. In this episode, we hear from the brilliant Max. Max talks about diabetes from his own perspective, some of the ways he has to adapt to everyday life, and the impact of the current pandemic. So, Max, what is diabetes?
Diabetes is basically when I'm the type 1, the pancreas stops. Yeah, I need insulin to either for an injection, which I have, or like I think it's like a pump or something.
Okay, and so you mentioned the injection there, Max. So you have what does that mean? Like what kind of injection?
Yeah, so I have a needle with some liquid that goes in. It's not painful when you get used to it, but yeah.
And how long have you been doing that for, Max?
I've been doing that since I first got diabetes in 2012, so as long as I can remember.
Right, okay. So yeah, so a fairly long time. Max, you mentioned as well type 1 and type 2 there as well. So what's the difference between type 1 and type 2?
So type 1, you can't help. I have type 1 and the pancreas just stops. Yeah, whereas type 2, it's normally, not all the time, but normally a lifestyle. Okay. About the lifestyle, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So you say, let's focus on type 2 first then. So that's the lifestyle one. What kind of things then can people do so to make sure that they don't develop diabetes?
Eat healthily, exercise a bit.
Yep.
Thankfully, we can do that in these measures.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so obviously I'm speaking to you in lockdown, Max, as well. So has there been anything that you've been doing to exercise during this?
I've gone out for some exercise. Yeah, not daily, but like normally once a week. And this week I've done it twice in a row.
Brilliant. Well done, you. So you're right. This is a good time. You know, people have a choice. They could sit down a lot and, you know, maybe eat loads and loads, or they could have a choice and, you know, exercise a bit as well. So
yeah,
there's some good advice there, Max.
And I've also got to be shielded in this lockdown as such, as I've got an underlying condition. I'm not like the highest, but I'm in the middle one.
That's a really good point, actually, Max. So I'm guessing you got a letter as well. So Max, obviously with the lockdown and being, you know, slightly higher risk, how has that made you feel, Max?
I haven't actually thought about this one. I don't think it's really affected me. I mean, like the social distancing, it's nice. There's no one can cram in your way unless you absolutely have to, which social distance for 2 meters if you can.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a really good point.
The government are now advising to put a mask on or face covering if you cannot stick to it, like less than 2 meters.
Yeah, and that's really important, obviously, for everyone, but even more so for like someone like yourself with those underlying health conditions that you mentioned. So if we go back to type 1, that's what you found out in 2012 that you had it. How does it affect you, like everyday life, Max?
It just feels normal to me. I mean, I've had it longer than what I can remember. Yeah, so I have to test myself with this. I put a strip in to this.
Okay, yeah.
And this in here has another needle that will make me bleed, right, but only like a little bit.
Yep.
If you have a fear of blood and with diabetes, then for me, as I like doing it like this, then well, you're stuck off.
Yeah, you just have to get on with it.
Yeah, do you want me to even show you the needle?
Well, if you want to, yeah. I mean, obviously, it's a podcast, so people will be listening more about it rather than... But it's still fine, because we can...
You have this metal sharp bit here at the top, followed by a blue translucent plastic with the metal running through it.
Okay, and has it been the same piece of equipment that you've always used, Max?
Practically, yeah. had some newer stuff. Same, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So obviously it's part of, I know from speaking with you before, Max, it involves your sugar levels kind of going up and down. Yeah. So when your sugar levels are not right, how does that affect you?
Well, I don't feel anything when I'm high.
Okay.
But when I'm low, not all the time, but sometimes I just feel a bit shaky. I've just felt a bit shaky before, and I've been something like 1.9 and something.
Okay, yeah.
And that people would usually be like collapsed on the floor. I'd be fine.
Okay.
Just and a bit shaky.
Yeah, of course. So when you get to that point, Max, what do you have to do to get your levels back up?
I have to drink a sugary drink, like a can of Coke. With me, it usually comes up first time, but if it's going up, but it's still not there, what I normally do, I wait another 5 minutes rather than have another sugary drink, because otherwise I'd spike right up.
Okay.
And for me.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. And it's obviously, it must be slightly different for everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so
also, my diabetes is under control technically.
Yeah.
Still, but that means that I still have it.
Yeah, of course. And when I spoke to you before, Max, you said obviously to do some of this stuff in school, you have to come out of class and do little things. And we mentioned before, how have other people kind of treated you because of that, Max?
They've treated me the same. Like I'm a nice person. They treat me the same, like my friends do.
Brilliant.
If they're a good friend, of course.
Of course, yeah.
But, yeah.
Absolutely. That's a really good point, because when we spoke about this before, you know, sometimes some children might think, oh, it's a treat, you know, they're going out for extra, but it's not that. It's for your health, and it's really important, isn't it?
Yeah, people have known me for a while, or even just a year in the class, would know me and why.
Yeah, absolutely. And so obviously you attend a special school as well, Max, and how are the staff at the school, to, you know, how understanding are they?
They're outstanding.
Yeah, and that's, do you think that's really important as well? If someone's got diabetes in school, they need like the good staff support as well.
Yes, because even if I know how to do it, I still need it, just in case if I am collapsing and I need it to be done.
Max, you're a fantastically positive person. Like, you always speak with such positivity. Sometimes people might feel a bit down because, you know, they might have diabetes themselves or another health condition. What would be your message to those people, Max?
So don't let diabetes affect you. The diabetes has not stopped me from being me. I have not revealed it on video yet, so if my fans on YouTube listen to this on a podcast, they would know me a bit more.
Okay, and if there's someone listening to this, Max, because I'm sure they would be really interested, how do they find your YouTube channel?
Yeah, so my username on YouTube is MaxCreeper07Studios. I also have three other channels that you can find.
Yeah, okay.
One of which I haven't posted a video on yet.
What type of things do you talk about on YouTube or do on YouTube, Max?
Yeah, I make videos, flash content, but I don't do the typical stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, like stories,
Yeah.
It's actually really good.
No, brilliant. And I know from seeing and hearing stuff before, Max, that you're very good on the computer. So I would say if you're listening to this and you like YouTube and you like some of that stuff, go in there, go and look up that page. Just once more, Max, what's the name of your
MaxCreeper07Studios? Or if you want tech stuff, you can go to my tech channel, MaxCreeper07Tech.
Brilliant. Fantastic. So Max, you've answered all my specific questions around diabetes so well and so clearly. Is there anything, you know, that I haven't asked, or something separate, anything you want to finish by saying about diabetes at all?
Yeah, no, it's nothing to be scared of. Don't be, I haven't revealed it until people see this, which I have.
Yeah, absolutely. Max, you've given such a good message there about, you know, not letting diabetes basically define who you are and to still be yourself. And I know from working with you at school and seeing you around school that you don't do that. So
no.
thank you so much for talking so positively, Max. And
you're welcome.
And I'm sure people are going to really enjoy this podcast. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Everyone is different and special in their own way. We should be including everyone, so let's start today.